Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's the Triple Clowns, and we decided to go over the late pick four that leads you into the Preakness. That's right, leads you into the Preakness. We're going to go over that, the late pick four, our picks. It's me, the D-O-double-G, Randall Johnson, alongside AJ, the Truck Stop Burrito Rider, and Tom from Tom and Tom Racing. What's up, guys? Let's give it to them. I'm going to go right into it. It starts at race 10, and that's for tomorrow, Preakness Day at Pimlico. It's for three-year-olds, the James W. Murphy Stakes. That's right, for three-year-olds. And on the turf for a mile, I'm going to go right into it, guys, and say I'm going, and I know this is homering it here for you, Tom, and I know you probably played this horse as well because your friend's aboard, and you know what I'm talking about right now, and that's the three. And that's the three there. Uncaptured Spirit. I think this horse will go to the lead. I think this is a good spot here. I don't know why, because the breeding and history shows that this horse shouldn't like the turf or like the distance, but I like the second on the surface with our boy aboard and a big number last out, first time on the turf at 12-1. I got to play that horse. I got to consider it in my pick four. So the first one I'm going to go with is the three, Uncaptured Spirit. The next one I'm going to go with is the eight. And that's Shake 'Em Loose. When you look at this horse, 7-11 on the board. Tough race last out. But I like the progression of this horse. Trained well recently. And I like to see this switch to the turf here and this angle. So give me this horse as well at a good price at 8-1. And that is Shake 'Em Loose, the eight. I'm going to pull three deep here for you guys, and that is with the seven, Riot Hall. Is it Riot House?
Riot House.
H-O-U-S-E is spelled House.
Come on, feel the noise. I'm going with Riot House here at 4-1. I just think this horse might be the turf specialist in the race. He's out of Violence, the horse. New horse. I think this horse is a new horse since it's gotten a new trainer. So I have to play this horse. Might be peaking. Got to play this horse. Listen, I like the horse Joe as well. But I got to throw one out, throwing a chalk out. So all I'm going to do here is go in order 3, 7, 8. What do you think, AJ?
No, I'm 1,000% with you on that three, Uncaptured Spirit. With Angel Suarez on board. When you look at the first time it came onto the turf and the way it ran, very possible it does exactly the same as it did last time out, just 28 days ago at Laurel. Your early leader, that to me at 12-1 is the most exciting horse in this race, bar none. I'm very excited to see how that three runs here. I'm with you on the other ones, Joe and Riot House. Even Shake 'Em Loose to me is very intriguing. But as far as the sequence we're doing goes, I'm going with the five, Ready to Purr form. Brad Cox, Florent Giroux. How do you go wrong with that? This is a three-year-old off of a long layoff. Tom knows how I love that angle. And won its first two races, one at Ellis Park, one at Laurel, one over to Del Mar. Now it's coming off the long layoff. 5-2. I would imagine just the Cox Fuller angle will take a lot of money, so I'm not sure, but I expect to see a pretty fast pace, and I expect to see the five pick up pieces and really make some noise in this race. So the five, Ready to Perform, and with your three, Uncaptured Spirit.
All right, there it is.
Excellent.
So AJ, so you just
Can I just say Angel Suarez, the jockey on that three, is the one who told AJ that he is actually the worst. So
he did. I forgive him.
Still took him. So yeah,
I forgive him. Angel, if you watch, I forgive you.
Well, it's not that I forgive you. I just feel like he makes good decisions, and he's a smart decision maker.
He does.
And Tom, being the weasel he is, I'm sure you know. Probably paid him off to do that video, as far as I'm concerned. So I hold no grudge against Angel.
Angel, it's more of Tom.
With that said, I am going to kick myself because I don't have that horse on my ticket. Do really like what that horse. Dick. Had him last night at Laurel. And Randy, you're eight, man. That horse does look good. That trainer just won down the ago. We're taping this on Friday, just the last race with Victor Krasko aboard. However, let me tell you about who I am going to be playing. And that I'm going to start with the six, Epic Luck. This horse is previously trained by Lynn Ashby. Lynn gave her up, got her again, kind of like a little bit of a intriguing. We saw this horse win a stakes race down at Colonial with Angel Suarez's better half, Aubrey Green, in the irons. Aubrey Green loves running on the green grass. She's 2 for 3 on this gelding, and at third on this horse, freaking intrigued me. I also like your 7, Randy, Riot House with Louis Saez in the irons. 2 for 2 off the claim. This horse is really bred for the turf, and I really like the chances. Don't like the price, but I do like that 7. And I've got to go. I've been talking about this horse for the better part of a year. I've got to go with Joe. My man Joe, I thought we were going to see him actually in the Preakness. And shout out to Joe, the other member of the Triple Clowns, for sharing the name of this horse. This horse is running in stakes company. And again, I just mentioned Victor Carrasco. He had 2 huge wins on Friday. He's getting them out here. He's been running hot. So I'm going 6, 7, and 10.
6, 7, 10. All right. And I don't need any more Joes in my life. That's probably why I didn't play it. I have way too many Joes in my life. And also, anybody out there that if they could get the clip of Angel after he wins this race saying Tom is the worst, please send us that footage. That would be fantastic. If somebody does that for us, Tom, I will put it out there and we will get you like a sweatshirt or something, a Triple Clowns thing. Tom is the worst. If he wins the race.
Me one. Thanks.
Yeah. And when he wins the race, we're going to
have one. Thanks. Tom is the worst.
Yeah. If you can get Angel saying
that. We can get that at www.fanbashtack.com.
That's right. All your Triple Clowns gear. That's right. Go to that. But let's move on to the next race. AJ, what do we got going on in the 11th?
Well, in the 11th race, obviously, the Sir Barton Stakes. It is a race for a 3-year-old for $100,000. We're on the dirt, and we're going 1/16. I'll start us off, I guess, because I introduced the race. And obviously, an old friend of ours, Ethereal Road, who I've now taken the last 2 races, it's run and has not worked out for me, but I'm going to just keep riding the Dwayne Lucas horse, the coach, as you guys call him, at 3-1. Louis Saez gets on board this horse. I've liked this horse for a long time, ever since it ran against in that Rebel. Hasn't panned out as well, but there's something to this horse still at 3-1. I'm gonna keep it going. The other one is going to be the 8, Unikey. Unikey, 2nd place the last time out at Keeneland, has put up great numbers so far. If it can get the distance, it's a very, very real contender. It's not run a mile in 16 before. It's been mostly running in sprint races. So 1/16, going to be a stretch for him, but it's got to ride at 2. He's on board. And I really like the odds here at 4-1. So I'm going to go with Unikey as well.
All right. So 2 deep again, AJ, with 1/8.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. I'm going to be really easy there. And I'm going to go with, as the track announcer said, Wayne still can train, right? Right, Tom? I'm going with the 1 all day. I'm going to single this horse to get more on the other thing. I'm going to single this horse. I don't think this horse can get beat. I don't mind the 1 hole here, especially with the speed coming from the way outside. I think Saez can get him out in a good position. I think this horse is way too much here. Give me the 1 singled all day long. There's my single right there. 3-1, though. I'll take that single. So me,
it's not bad.
1.
You'll take the single, but your ticket, you'll take the single, but your ticket's going to be trashed after this race because we have the 6 with Addison Poor. with we had low connection, Brittany Russell and Toledo both recently won the winter meet at Laurel. This is a great Maryland horse. This looks running on a dry, loves running on the dry track. And post time here is going to be about 5 o'clock. Going to be hot, hot, hot again on Friday, or on Saturday, I should say, that afternoon sun. Last time out, this horse won at the same distance. Against the horse that just won on Friday, our friend with Jamie Ness, Uncle Irish, beat that horse. So, and I really like this horse. I like the odds. Again, Toledo and Russell know this track. Again, I'm going with another local horse here, and that is 6, Mr. Jefferson. Sometimes you just like a jockey that knows his way around Pimlico, has those little bit sharp turns. Jamie Rodriguez has been on fire recently. This horse likes to close. AJ, everybody who watches Off the Rail knows I love my closers. This horse is primed to just come out of nowhere. Bred out of Constitution, who also likes to run this distance. I'm throwing that trip, but the weather's out. It was a bad track, and the jockey didn't do a great job. I saw this horse personally working out at Fair Hill. Mike Trombata's got this horse primed and ready for this race. So I'm going 4 and 6 here, and we're going against Coach AJ.
Nice. Yeah, going against the coach. Tom here thinks like horse for the course at Pimlico is going to win. I don't know about that, but we'll see. I did have the 6 on my page as well. That was actually I was going to go too deep. Just couldn't do it because I just don't think he's ran against the competition. But he was my second choice.
And I'll tell you that if the one does beat me, I'm not going to be sad. It's a good horse and just had really just a couple bad beats recently. Ran like hell. Was it the Rebel?
I'm not crazy about the chalk here. The 5. I'm not crazy about it.
B-Doc? Nobody was. Brian Dawkins?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's a weird horse. It lost a Golden Gate for in like a $30,000 race, and then it won down Keeneland at $100,000. Yeah, I'm not sold on that.
I mean, it looks like a great race last time out, but I can't. No. Yeah, 5-2 seems a little short for me on that one. If he was like 5-1, I probably wouldn't really looking at him hard and been like, oh, this is a steal. 5-2, I was like, I'm faded.
Well, the only thing that scares me about that horse is the fact that, you know, Tom talked about the loss at Golden Gate, but it's on synthetic, but is actually done the numbers as far as dirt goes at Santa Anita and Keeneland obviously look really good. But, you know, when you lose that maiden race by 12 lengths and then you come out and win by 11 at Keeneland, it's all very suspect, you know?
Yeah, it is weird.
So
Gaffion stays aboard.
I get fading that horse. I do. But if it wins, I won't be that surprised.
Yeah, if he won, it wouldn't be like crazy. It's just that horse is peaked at the right time. But okay. So we're all not going very deep. Run on 2 again, and 1 and 2.
Synthetic.
Synthetic.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they make that transfer over San Antonio.
Right.
That's a normal thing. Says Doug O'Neill will do that a lot. So. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, so let's get on to it. Tom, race 12, tell us about it.
Race 12, the Jim McKay Turf Sprint. Jim McKay, of course, everybody knows him in the world of sports, but was a great Maryland horseman who actually helped get Maryland Million Day, which is a great day, in the fall, started. So just give it up to Mr. Jim McKay. I am going too deep here. I like the 2, Caratori. Horse ran at this distance. I mean, I love this race because we're seeing a lot of warriors. We're seeing so many horses that have run and run and run. And this horse is like all of them. It's run this distance 15 times on the turf as 5, 5, and 2. Horse just comes off the bench and likes to win. It's like that 6 man that just comes out and hits 3 pointers. Came off like a year layoff last year and hit one of stakes race at Gulfstream on New Year's Day. And Louis Saez keeps the mouse. This horse runs everywhere and just hits the board. Another horse I like here is this 6-year-old gelding threw 109 time form figure up. last time out. Loves the grass. Again, Randy, you know me well. I'm playing a horses for the course here. Loves the grass here at Pimlico. 2 for 2, granted, against much weaker competition. But, again, still a horse for the course. Another homebred with Toledo here. This is a serious horse. This one makes raises, $100,000 down at Colonial last year. And at 6-1, I like the chances. So I just went 2-7.
2-7. Once again, he goes 2. And how is the grass at Pimlico?
Well, it's weird because I'm taking into account the weather. So it's hot today.
You missed my joke, Tom. You're supposed to say I never smoked it.
See, that was, I set you up for that joke.
I was setting you up for the synthetic joke earlier. I know, but I can change the joke a little bit.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, can we cut it and then all right? Ask me how the grass was at Pimlico.
Oh no, there's no editing here.
No, like, too late. All live. Really not. This is what happens when we do a show. Yeah. And with that being said, Tom is going to be his new nickname that he never heard this nickname in high school, and it's Too Deep. So Tom, Too Deep, Tom is going after it right now. AJ, are you next?
I'll go next.
Two. You're giving me a lot of credit with that.
No, I actually said you never were talked about being Too Deep. Let's go.
Well, oddly enough, I'm going Too Deep in this race.
This is your poor team is going Too Deep.
Yeah.
Bizarro world.
So, I see I'm fading the two hard here, strictly because, you know, a little bit older horse off of the layoff. I know it beat one of my favorite horses.
That's my big note on this horse, AJ.
Extravagant Kid. just its last race 141 days ago. But I am going to take a horse that was in that race, actually, and that is going to be the 6, Smoking Jay, who has got some very, very good turf efforts for a 4-year-old coming off the layoff. This time, you know, Jose Ortiz gets back on board. The last time Jose was on, performed very well in a 7-furlong stakes race at Belmont. And that to me, and when you look at the time, the adjusted time by time form, just blazing 7 furlongs. So I really like the 6, Smoking Jay here, especially with Jose coming back into the irons. The other one, and I almost picked the 2, Tom. I was close, but I decided to go with the 3, 7 cents. Now, 7 cents, again, yep, I'll say it, Brad Cox, Ryan Giroux. That's a hard combo to just say no to. It's 6-year-old coming off of the win at Keeneland.
Can I interject one thing?
Go for it.
Randy's favorite trainer gave him up. That's why I cut him out.
Yep.
The 3.
I see that. Old Carl Broberg, who refused supposed to be on the Triple Clown show, but decided not to show up. but when you look at the numbers that you know this horse has consistently put up, I mean, this is like the lunch pail horse who comes and shows up to work every single day and gives you its best. This horse is waiting for a win, and I think again, Cox Giroux, second time under Cox, and is 1-for-1 with Brad Cox. So 4-1 on 7 cents, I like a lot.
Yeah. Super solid numbers there. All right. So AJ, that means you took
3-6.
3-6 there. Yep. All right. I did go with the 2, and I did have the big note of he beat Extravagant Kid, AJ. Come on. That means you know how you feel about that. I mean, that's pretty impressive for you right there. But honestly, I just think this horse is probably the best, and he'll be forwardly placed, I think, and probably on the lead in this race, and it's gonna be hard to catch him. So I have to take him, even though he's five. And the next one I'm gonna go with is Grateful Bread, the 7. I like this horse with the 2 off the layoff here. You know, I like that one. Probably has the most consistent numbers of all the horses. I mean, this horse is just always there. Doesn't seem like a hanger at all. I mean, he's won 5 races out of 12. solid every time with high speed figures in every race. I think this horse honestly may sit right behind the two. And this will be one coming to get him. But, you know, obviously I'm going too deep as well. But, I mean, there's a lot of horses. You guys made some good points with the three, with the six. Everybody had good points with their horses because this is a tough race. But I do think the favorite is the best in this race. I can't tell.
Yeah,
you can take it off your ticket.
Nope.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to fade, I think.
We agreed on that one, Randy. We both had the 2 and 7.
So well, it's weird that something. The extravagant kid fan doesn't take the horse that he beat. So just something to think about.
Yeah. I would say extravagant kid is better than anything else in this race, though. Even though he's like 14 years old now, I think extravagant kid.
He's 329 and still running. But look, his big spike is behind him.
40 race.
And so him losing a race to a different horse it doesn't concern me.
Let's go. It's the Preakness time. And we did go over this a lot, so you can watch our show if you want it in depth. But tell everybody what you're playing in the last halves if you're playing this sequence. Because it seems like, you know, AJ's saving a little money here with his 2x2x2. I think he's going to want to pound stuff here. I think I'm going to go 3 deep and fade some favorites. So let's start. I'll start out for you guys right now, which I already said, and I'll go quickly. And like I said, if you want to hear our breakdown on these, and we talked about it on our Preakness show, and you probably heard enough about these horses. First one I'm going to do is the 2 with Creative Minister. I have to use that horse. The horse is training well. The horse looks good through a really high number. I think one of the most impressive races last out of all of them was Creative Minister. Have to do it. Have to play the horse, especially you're going to give me those odds. The next one I'm going to go with is Skippy Longstocking. Seems like the fan favorite. Why not? I have to throw a 21 shot in that everybody is just all high on. Who knows? But I have to put it on my ticket at this point. This is why I singled a horse in the second leg, is so I could do this and play some bombs. And, of course, the last one I'm going to do, which I think everybody's talking about, is Early Voting. And that's the 5. So I'm going to go 3 deep. I'm going to fade Epicenter, even though it wouldn't surprise me one. I'm going to fade Secret Oath. I don't think she's good enough to win this race, but wouldn't surprise me crazily. I mean, there's a lot of good. This is going to be a nice race to watch, but I'm going to go 3 deep with those and throw some dice down, right? So I'm going to go 2, 5, 9.
Well, it's weird that you would think, like, you know, I love Naira. Those are my tracks. That's what I bet, like, consistently. And Una Ojo was my horse. Early Voting beat Una Ojo. You'd think I'd be all over Early Voting, right? That would make sense. However, I'm not. As far as my pick 4 sequence, I'm going to Early Voting is going to take a back seat. 7 of 2. I don't like it. I do believe when you look at the numbers, a lot of people are going to go with Early Voting. I think a lot of people are going to go with Secret Oath too, just because it's a filly in the Preakness, which I hate. But I'm going to give Secret Oath a shot here and I'm going to take it. Epicenter is also on my ticket strictly because I think Epicenter could be the real deal. Got upset by a long shot. That happens. 6 to 5. And look, is Epicenter the best horse in this race? Probably. But, I've seen number one seeds in the NCAA tournament get upset by, you know, 16 seeds or 15 seeds. It happens. Like it does. You don't always run your best all the time, but I think he is the most safe bet in this race. And then, like we said on the show, I'm with you on the 9, who is also in that Wood Memorial race, Skippy Longstocking. I just think that, it needs another race, after winning that Gulfstream race. Came up the aqueduct, not the easiest transition. Those horses typically don't on the dirt transition well up into the Naira circuit, but came to Pimlico and ran a really good number training. So I think Skippy Longstocking is a live long shot. And I went with the horse coming from Southern California, which I can't believe you didn't take. And that's the 7, Armagnac, who was actually a Bob Baffert horse, trained by Baftine, and you know, coming off the win at the, you know, in the allowance race at Santa Anita. You do that, all of a sudden you're on the map to me. So 12-1 seems like a really good shot. So I went 4 deep after going, you know, 2 deep the whole time, and I'm taking 2 of the longer shots on the board in the Preakness.
Tom, where are you going here? I think I know because you already talked about it. So give it to us quick.
Yeah, no, good thing we weren't going to go along with the Preakness picks on this one. I like Creative Minister, as I mentioned during our show. Was already released. This horse has run the distance a couple times and have won. I really like Simplification as well. I'm going to put Simplification on my ticket as well as Early Voting. Chad knows. Chad skipped the Derby for a reason and just leave it at that. So I just went 3 deep here in the Preakness with Creative Minister, Simplification, and Early Voting.
There you go. 1, 2, 5. Yeah, Simplification is going to be interesting there. All right. So that's it. Those are our late pick 4 picks. And like I said, if you want more deep analysis, if we didn't give you enough there, we do have our Preakness show out there. So check it out. All right. Well, there it is. That's our pick 4s. You guys want to regroup them real quick for our pick 4s there? What do you think? You guys got them in front of you? Because I'll do mine real fast. This is what I'm doing. This is my late pick 4. And I'm going to play this. 3, 7, 8. I'm sorry. With the 1. The single on the 1 there. With the 2, 7. With the 4. I got to remember now because I'm not on it. That's good for me, guys. The last ones I did was the 4. There we go. 5, sorry. The last leg will be 5, 9, 2. So 2, 5, 9, my last leg. So
All right. So I went with the 1, 8, the 3, 6. Oh, no. I did that really wrong. The 3, 5 with the 1, 8 with the 3, 6 with the 4, 8, 9, 7.
I did 6, 7, 4, 6, 2, 7, and then Creative Minister, Simplification, and Early Voting.
Yeah. I might need to put that on the comments because I don't know if anybody followed that.
Yeah, we'll put them on there. But we'll put them up there for everybody. But
I did pull up my earlier stakes.
If Tom wins, he's taking us to dinner. With his, yeah, 100%. I'll say that right.
Yeah,
now. Like, there's no chance Tom hits chalk here. None.
Not on a big day like this. No way.
All right, we'll everybody. See. Well, thank you so much for listening. That's our show. That's our Preakness late pick 4. Remember to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, do whatever you got to do, whatever you're listening on. Check us out. We're doing a lot of things coming up, and we'll see you later, everybody.